You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Oh, don't suffer for your art chat.
Various Artists with Francis and Liam.
Over at the Art Paper HQ on Lawn Street, painter Isabel Dempney is showcasing a mixture of the work that she made during her master's and in the few months afterwards. The show will be going between various themes circulated around Isabel's childhood and the pieces of media that informed it. They'll be opening next week. I had a chat to her about the exhibition and more.
I'm a painter from Auckland, and as Liam would have mentioned, I've got a show coming up this Friday. The show is a collection of some new and some older works. I finished my master's mid-year, and so some of those works will be sprinkled throughout the show. In addition, some works that I've made over the sort of last 4 or 5 months will also be included, so I'm excited to share that with everybody.
What were you kind of like focusing on during your master's? Was that just at ELAM?
Yeah, so I did my master's at AUT actually, and I did my undergrad at ELAM a few years prior. And the works were mostly in oil paint. I did some screen printing and drawings as well. And most of the paintings or works were drawing together events, objects, moments from my life. Basically to form a sort of an image or a personal narrative of sorts, and kind of examining, I guess you could say, experiences that are sad, challenging, absurd, synchronous, some of them maybe morally suspect, to create an image of a life.
Would you say that this kind of more narrative-based approach is something that kind of appeared during your master's work, or is that something that you've kind of always been trying to implement into your work?
I've been painting for about 3-4 years, and through my painting, most of it has sort of been related to my life in some way, almost always drawing on experiences or things I've seen. Before that, I worked a lot in video and performance, and the works were, I would say, were a lot more kind of conceptually based, more ephemeral and sort of site-specific. And I also worked a lot in video that I was trying to make quite anti-narrative in a way. So there's these kind of two sort of distinct, like, I guess, parts or bodies of work that I have. But in terms of the painting, it's always been quite narrative based. Yeah.
How has that kind of been switching from the more audiovisual side of things over to painting?
It's certainly static. I think in some ways my video work was also quite static. One of the reasons why painting seemed to make a lot of sense to me was because I've always been very interested in composition, and I spent a lot of time on that with the video works I was making. So in a way, it sort of felt like a natural kind of transition. And I guess with painting, you try and kind of create that sense of vibrancy or movement even in a static sort of 2D plane.
I guess coming back to the exhibition that you have coming up at Art Paper next Friday, I mean, you mentioned how this is partially your master's work, partially stuff that you've been making over the past few months. Is there much of a core theme between these pieces, or is it all just kind of a variety of your works of the past few years?
In a sense, there are kind of two themes that sort of stick out for me, or two kind of parts of the work. It all sort of comes together in the sort of nature of the experiences that I'm drawing from. So a lot of them are about family relationships, social dynamics, the workplace. And so that kind of, even though they're all quite distinct and of sort of varying scales and so forth, in that sense, they all kind of come together. But in terms of themes, so in terms of sort of two themes that I'm seeing in the works at the moment, one is this body of work that I've been making sort of slowly over the last few months, responding to the self-help sort of finance guru book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, by Robert Kiyosaki. And I've got a few works that are responding to that book, which was something that we had in our family home kind of my whole time growing up, and everyone in my family had read it. And so it kind of has become a bit of a touchstone for me. And then another kind of theme, which is potentially like unintentional, but I've seen sort of crop up in a lot of the works, is, I guess, my relationship or people's relationship with animals and how we kind of encounter them in the everyday. So I've got quite a few paintings that kind of respond to pets, and I guess animal cruelty as well, in a way. The kind of cruel or challenging crossovers between humans and animals. And I guess my kind of feeling that animals are maybe a sort of sublime or transcendent encounter in the everyday.
Have you noticed much of a development between your work from when you finished your master's earlier this year to the stuff that you've been working on more recently, especially when they kind of laid out in front of you for this exhibition?
Yeah, absolutely. In a master's program, you're working towards a very kind of defined end goal, and whether or not that's the kind of natural end of the series of works that you're making or not is sort of becomes irrelevant. But the aim is, I mean, you're so sort of deeply invested in your work and it kind of becomes everything that you're thinking about. And so I feel like I had quite a strong idea of what I was doing, and your work sort of becomes quite coherent by the end of it. Like your kind of aim is to sort of make this coherent body of work. And coming out of that is quite a funny process because I'm deep in the work still, but things are kind of a little bit misty and cloudy. I'm not as sure of what I'm doing. I'm kind of following my nose a lot more and kind of just tracing that momentum. But it's been quite fun because I guess a lot of that sort of academic pressure is off. And so I'm enjoying just kind of, yeah, like I said, following my nose a lot more. I found that this work uses text a lot less. A lot of the works I was making in my master's had a lot of text in them, and the titling was very important. It's still important now, but I think I've just become a little bit more comfortable with letting go of that sort of direct narrative or and kind of being comfortable with guiding the audience with a little bit of a lighter hand, perhaps.
When and where can they see this exhibition?
So the exhibition is next Friday, so that's the 1st of December at 6 p.m. It's at the Art Paper headquarters, which is Level 9, 10 Lawn Street. It's going to be a great show, and we've got lots of refreshments and drinks, and it'll be super fun, so please come along.
That was Isabella Dampney chatting about her exhibition opening next Friday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.